So welcome, everybody, to day 6. Can you believe it? We're really on the way with this 10 days to 10,000. And, I'm looking forward to seeing how people did over the weekend because we've had, it was actually Sunday and Monday off to do other things and to get some rest. So what I would like to do first is actually hear a little bit from each person, and welcome, Evelyn, I see you've come too, is to open up the floor for people to just give us a few words on where they're at right now and, what they see doing to really get to the finished, to get to the 10,000. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it off mute and hear from you. Let me see. So who would like to go first?
Well, I will. Katie, this is Evelyn.
Oh, great, Evelyn. Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Katie and I worked really hard last Friday to put together something of an offer for me and for my potential clients. And so that's much, much closer to getting done. What I decided to do was to create a long weekend. A long weekend of a lot of hard work. And so based on the input from the group, I think the long weekend is going to be the way I go, not necessarily the way Katie looked at it on Friday. And so to build up to it, to deliver the long weekend, and then to taper off a little bit afterwards to kind of give people a whole complete package.
So, fantastic.
Yeah.
And tell them, remind them what your complete package is.
Yes.
Title and all that.
It's the title of the program is called FOCUS, all cap letters, which stands for Follow One Course Until Successful. Mm-hmm. And it's writing exercises, brainstorming exercises for freelance writers to deal with some small aspect of their business. So the brainstorming exercise takes about a half an hour to complete. And at the end, the person who completes the exercise has something to carry away. So the beginnings of a marketing plan or where to find a niche clients or how to reduce stress in life or prioritize. There's so many different things. So what I decided to focus on was stress on one day and business building on the second day. So the freelance writers who usually work for themselves can get a little bit of the stress management and priorities management stuff out and then work on their business marketing on the second day. Is that a good explanation?
Fantastic. Great, thank you. And some of the stress comes from them being all alone, doesn't it? And,
yes. One of the things that self-employed people in general often experience is isolation. And so freelance writers are even worse because everything that we do is essentially done on the computer via email. And even though we know people and we have clients and all that kind of stuff, there's a lot of isolation that goes on. So we spend a lot of time in our heads and not around other people. And I know a few good ways to help solve that problem.
So that's wonderful. So congratulations on going further. And is there any, really getting that hammered out. So is there anything that you would like to get from the group or from this call? Any questions, any challenges that you're feeling right now?
Well, I feel pretty comfortable right now. And as I start to work on it a little bit more, then I'll probably come crying to the group to help me out with something.
Wonderful. So thank you very much, Evelyn, for being the first one to share here after the weekend. And did you get a little bit of rest and relax?
Just a little bit. Yep, it was wonderful.
Okay, good. So who would like to share next?
I can go. It's Deborah.
Oh, hi, Deborah. Okay,
hi.
Great.
Hi. Yeah, it was a great weekend. I did manage to to really take a break. I took a full day off, like completely nothing, did nothing, which was so good. Just so good to let go.
Yeah, so a big congratulations, because for us solopreneurs, sometimes even though we got into the business so we'd have days off, it's really hard to do it, so especially during something like this. So congratulations, that's great.
Yeah, and I sort, you know, there was part of me going, oh, I'll lose the momentum, but it wasn't that at all. It was, and it was really important to be, for me, to be around community. So I just committed. I just went really deep into my commitment of, you know, of my commitment to myself around the radical self-nourishment that I've had for a long time. But just to really, like, you know, when you create a program like this, it really is great. it keeps me really connected to my intention and my commitment. So it's cool. Yeah, so, and then, yes, I had one full day off, and I took a night off, and it was just fun and magical. And then yesterday, I just was like, okay, I got to get this. You know, we'd hammered stuff out on Friday, and then I just was like, okay, I got to get this on my website. So I did. I got it on my website yesterday.
And I saw that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
With PayPal buttons and everything.
I know.
It's like ready for the world.
I know, and I didn't send out my email yet because it was like, no, I can't do, not today. It was just like, do, you know, that was what I did yesterday. And yeah, I had a friend of mine help me with the PayPal button. We had to go do it on the phone because I hadn't done it before. You know, she was coaching me through it. yeah, so got it done. And so, yeah, I'm really proud of myself that I got that done. So,
well, fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I think that's impressive that you went through all that and also through the technical challenges that sometimes can hold us back for a while, but you just got the help and did it. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So is there anything you would like to bring to the call as a challenge or something that you need a bit help on? Or?
Well, I guess it's just for me, you know, strategizing on, for me, you know, I've been doing, sending out lots of offers, but nothing like this. This is the biggest thing I've ever offered in a sense, in terms of pricing and just the depth of it. I mean, I'm used to doing workshop series and I do that all the time, but so I kind of send it out to the same folks. So I'm kind of like, I'm really wanting to brainstorm around different ways that I can reach new people. So that's kind of my, you know, I have some ideas of some people and, yeah, just some strategies around that would be helpful.
Okay, great. So what I'll do is I'm going to, we'll sort of like, we'll put that down and we'll come back to it shortly. We'll just get everybody's, you know, like everybody's report on how they're doing and then we'll come back to a few of the things that get raised. Does that sound okay for you?
That sounds great.
Wonderful. So congratulations. You're doing really well from an idea. It really was from scratch. In terms of the work that you did, but
no.
In terms of providing a higher level program than you ever had. And you went through it and you went through any kind of blocks you had about doing such a thing and you've now got it on paper and on the website ready to go. So I think that's really fantastic.
Can I just say want to say one thing. I woke up today with such a deep peace about it. Like once I got on the website, I just feel wow. It's just so beautiful and yeah, just such a deep peace today. So yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So that's a great place to start approaching people from.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to, is somebody else like to say where they're at and what's happening?
I can go next, Katie.
Sheila. Sheila, hi.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay, yeah?
Yep, I can hear you. Okay,
cool.
Everybody else can.
Right. Well, as you spoke about the weekend, I did take Sunday off. I worked yesterday, but and we had friends. It's interesting. I hadn't thought about it until just now, as you was thinking about it. We had friends around on Sunday, so it was a chill out day, and you know, food and wine, and then we get together once a month and play the game called Cash Flow. I don't know if anybody knows of it. It's Rich Dad Poor Dad.
No, we don't. I'd love to hear a little.
Oh right, okay. Well, it's Rich. If you've heard of the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, by Robert Kiyosaki. Well, the reason he wrote that book was to sell. He invented this game. Created this game, I should say, called Cash Flow, which kind of it teaches you about money and how we're running around in the rat race. And the whole point of the game is to get yourself out of the rat race into the fast track, as they call it. So we've been playing, we committed to play this game once a month because our friends are the business people too.
Right.
Very interested in moving, you know, getting into the fast track and that sort of thing. And there aren't many like-minded people around to play. So anyway, we've been playing for about a year, once a month. And when we first started playing the game, after about 9 hours, nobody got out of the rat race. We were still, you know, going round and round and round. Now, you know, fast forward 12 months, we're all getting out of the rat race and different people are winning. I've never won. But this Sunday, I won, and I won in the fastest time ever. You know,
wow.
I said it took us 9 hours, and we never. And this time, it took me an hour and 20 minutes to win the whole game, which was absolutely amazing. It was like, having said that, I'd had a couple of glasses of wine, which I think helped a lot. So that was interesting.
So, a great strategy for us all getting there is some wine and. And some, well, we've done the clearing and we've got some strategies. I think that's an interesting sign. That's wonderful. And that's really fun. So anything else you would like to share?
Yeah, I need to translate that into real life now, obviously.
The energy's there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. I had a little bit of a wobble again this morning with old money stuff coming up. But
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. But as far as my offer goes, my VIP days and Nail Your Niche in a Day, well, that's underway. I spoke to my VA yesterday, and she'll be able to get it up on my website by Friday at the latest. So we're looking at Friday, me having it all done and dusted. It'll be live on Friday, and I will be sending an email out to my list to announce the fact that I am now doing these VIP days, as we talked about last Friday, didn't we? So that's where I am. I am with that. I am just creating my e-zine that goes out on Thursday, deciding whether I'm going to pre-announce it or not. But I've got a really good feel. Just getting more and more aligned with just feeling connected to my people, I suppose, and being in. I did the right price resonance exercise that I learned on this sacred selling course, which is actually what I've decided to share in my e-zine with everybody this week. People seem to be curious about it. So I think if I share that with people, and it also serves to show where I've come up with the price for the actual VIP day itself, and I thought, well, that's a good way to help people. They can do it for themselves and also maybe get an understanding of where that price has come from too. So
that would be lovely. And it also would help your people to establish their own resonant price.
Exactly.
So that sounds like an amazing idea.
Yeah. So that's it, really. That's where I am at the moment. I haven't pushed myself too much to do it, but I've got it all underway. It's all planned.
It's fantastic. And your sales page looked really good. And I think that, you know, I think nailing your niche is something that is just so important in getting going forward in your business. And I think you're very well placed to be able to hear people at a really deep level for really finding out for themselves what their niche can be. You know? So congratulations. Wonderful. So any help from the group, anything you need from the group in terms of
Well, I would go along with what Deborah said, and yeah, the more strategies, the better in marketing. What we've got to sell, I think if we all do some brainstorming on that, that would be great.
Okay, wonderful. So what we'll do is we'll take you and Deborah and whoever else, and we'll start doing, rounds of ideas about how you can get things out. So let's just take the other people who are on the line. Let's hear from you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Is that Leandra?
Leandra.
Okay.
Yes.
After all this time, I can recognize your voice. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
So much easier in real meetings in the real world.
Exactly. Exactly. We have the advantage of having Skype. We kind of know what each other looks like lots, too, so that's neat.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah. Leandra, what's up with you?
Well, I have finally got the colossal and divine joke. I finally got the punchline this weekend. Kind of about bedtime last night. And there's been much divine chortling around me. I'm not impressed with the joke, to tell you the truth, but I get it. A week ago Thursday, so we're now kind of, I guess that'll be a week and a half. I actually was feeling so bummed out. I thought I had been fired from my job by God.
Okay.
And so that tells you how bummed out I was feeling. I felt that I needed to maybe go get a 9-to-5 because my personal cash flow was so low. It was in the triple red column. And the job I was applying for, I was actually in tears about applying for the job, and then I didn't get the job, and I cried about that. And I'm sitting in a parking lot phoning Brent going, nobody wants me. God doesn't even want me. I just might as well go in the garden and eat worms was sort of the stage I was at, very, very low. Mm-hmm. And as I told you guys before, I went to Jasper to do this organization for a workshop in September and realized as I'm driving with this young lady, there's this total energy of collaboration.
Right.
There had been a miracle with that word collaboration earlier in April where two very high-powered young people within our holistic community had both approached me to work on projects with them that are huge. Mm-hmm. They're huge projects. And the fact that out of all of the frisky young ladies, they picked the old mom to work with them is, again, huge honor to me because the frisky young ladies are cute, they're energetic, and they're all university educated. I am too, but it's just like they've got that energy flow the sparks that comes with youth that I know is I've got a spark, but it's not youthful. So the word
add a lot of us to that.
The word collaboration has been kind of coming up and coming up. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get this job, but as I'm driving to and from Jasper, I realized that with the workshops that we'll put on in Jasper, I can make the income that I would have made with this 9-to-5, very boring job, in a month, I would make in a weekend.
Right.
And then this past week, as I began the call, I'm still feeling nobody would want me. I don't even know what I'm on this call for. I have nothing to offer. I don't even have a service. Something triggered mid-week last week, and I start talking about stuff I've done, and I realize, holy crap, I've got a huge service, and I've actually used it. I'm confident in it. I know how to use it again. I even know basically who to talk to, etc. And so there I was starting to get the punchline. I started to get very, very excited, and then as it turned out, there's been a really interesting long-distance collaboration forming, thanks to Katie, thanks to a suggestion of Katie, really exciting collaboration. And I've had another opportunity that has to do with Brent's business, where we were supposed to be working in the garden on Sunday. And I had invited a young man that Brent is training to be in his industry over to help in the garden. And I had to go get eggs, which actually put my call to Toronto slow. And I felt bad about that because it's like I had said I'd call it one time and then I had to rearrange so I could go get eggs. And I realized what happened there was in going to get the eggs and saying, I'm going to make breakfast, it actually made me feel in control. Mm. I have these things that need to get done. And they all will happen in their good time, and they will all happen. And I feel very confident I can make it all happen. But now I got to go do something very normal, very small, go get eggs, right? Mm. So going to get eggs doesn't seem like much to me if I look at it on the surface, but I realized it was just one of those divine commercial breaks. Because as I'm going to get the eggs and I come back and walk into the kitchen, I didn't make that breakfast. I said, okay, I got the eggs, boys. You guys make the breakfast. And went and took my phone call. That's kind of something for me to say, you know, I don't have to manage every single thing that I'm looking at. And there are very important things that need my attention, and cooking breakfast is not one of them. Mm. Then I did, I had this amazing phone call, and I'm not going to share yet because I think that she and I need to have hammered out our details a little bit more, but incredibly exciting. And I'm supposed to go out in my garden, and I get phone calls from people. I get Facebook messages from people. When can we see you? We need to see you. So suddenly I've got 5 appointments booked. That's a record for me to have 5 appointments for 5 readings in a week. I usually, the most I've had has been 3. And I taught my dowsing session yesterday, and as I'm sitting there, there's more possibility for collaboration within this group of women that are coming to have dowsing lessons. So there's that word again. I get halfway through Sunday, and I looked at this young man, and I looked at Brent, and they're not really communicating. But he's supposed to be training this guy who's Eager Beaver, and Brent's kind of treating him like, you know, he's the big dog, and this guy's the bouncy little dog. It's kind of like, cool down, dude. So I looked, and I said, you know what? We have to talk now about money, guys. And they looked at me, and I pulled the two of them into the kitchen, and I said, I need to know right now. What is it that you're intending to make money-wise per month, and how much of it are you going to be giving me? Because I'm the one holding down the fort. I'm the one that makes sure you get to your, you know, your scheduling is organized, that all the meetings are done, that all the paperwork's done. And I do a very important job here. I think I'm actually the commander, and they go out and do the stuff. I said, I need your support. I've never looked at it that way before. And they both looked at each other and went, oh, well, of course we need to look at this. So we had a meeting, which is long overdue, of how that collaboration is going to look between the three of us. And suddenly, with it not being, oh, they're the salesman and I'm the lowly office manager, when they put me into the position of power, which I should be anyways, I mean, come on, the energy shifted. Huh. And suddenly this young man said, actually, I don't know if I want to be called salesman as much as I want to be Brent's executive assistant. We'll both work for Leandra. He thought that was a great idea. Brent did too, which was lovely. But For Robert to be executive assistant is absolutely awesome because that's what he's suited to do. And he will eventually step into getting his license and being a salesman as well. But executive assistant gives him massive training for in a hurry for how he will need to do the job, and then they will work together, and the company will grow with the two of them as the sales team.
Wow.
So that was totally, totally awesome. And then I get this sixth phone call yesterday from another young lady. There has been a suicide within our community this past week with a young man who disappeared, and everyone was hunting for him. That's the second time there's been a mass search for someone in the community, and then unfortunately we find them in this state. And she really feels the energy of people, so she was not in a very great place. When I saw her name on the call display, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be a heavy phone call. I say hello. She says, hey, I'm just calling you to find out, how was your eclipse? And that's when the punchline hit me. That eclipse was actually a collaboration. And they're laughing their guts out behind me right now because it's so cool. The word collaboration, they've been tossing at me and tossing at me and tossing at me, and I haven't understood the importance of that word. But the importance is the sun on Earth was in direct collaboration with the sun in that Pleiadian constellation, its sun, its center. And then there was this eclipse because the moon was also in alignment too. And it's like what these collaborations have been out of the blue and sacred, because they're people that I just feel their incredible integrity. And as I'm listening to our call this morning, I'm realizing this also is a sacred collaboration. Mm-hmm. And so while I'm incredibly excited about the collaborations that have come up for me, and I just feel like I actually have a meeting with two of the really powerful members of our community this afternoon who want to meet with me. That's really, really awesome. We really need to focus, I think, on the concept that collaboration is going to take us much further. And so that's something that I'd really like to look at within this group, too, is how really do we collaborate with each other so that we help each other meet that $10,000 and go just rocket ship blasting past it with how we can endorse each other. How do we let people know within our communities that Deborah's got the radical nourishment, right? I'm even thinking we should have a piece of paper with everybody's names and email or some kind of contact information on it, because I have been talking to people about Katie's program, and I'm kicking myself and going, you know, here's her name, but I don't always remember which one of the two things I want to send people to, and then she's got the creativity artisan coming up. So just the collaboration of endorsement, I think, is sacred at this moment, because we need each other to be successful. So there's my take on it, and when I think of the tough month I had that pushed me towards going for the job, I kept hearing, I'm going to get the joke. And I was feeling so sour. It was like, yeah, well, when I get it, I'm not going to laugh. You can't make me laugh. And now I am. I am laughing because I'm realizing, yeah, it's actually pretty amazing. Wow.
That's fantastic. So thank you, Leandra, and I totally agree with you. I think that for us to go the rest of the thing, it's going to take everybody in different ways collaborating to help others make their program successful. And, you know, of course, none of us can assure anybody, but we sure can give there's all kinds of ways in which we can give support.
No,
and
that's kind of what
surprising
sacred collaboration is, though, is we're not we are endorsing each other's success in life, not necessarily monetarily, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I wasn't saying collaboration in that way. It's more just we're all in this boat, and we're just gonna make sure everybody's rowing comfortably. And there's definitely an emotional and spiritual paycheck in that, that I think we'll feel and appreciate.
Wonderful, yeah, I love that. So thank you very much, Leandra, and it has been really interesting, some of the stuff that has come up in possibilities for collaboration. I know, Leandra, you can't talk about it quite yet, but there's surprises. There were places where I just never thought, oh, people are going to collaborate on that, and it's just come up as a result of this, you know, as a result of this week, and I'm sure there'll be other ones coming too.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So actually, Brent, would you like to say something as you're nearby, I assume?
Absolutely. Leandra talked about the collaboration with the young man that I'm bringing into the business, and that takes about a 9,000% pressure off of me to have to train him in areas that I'm not comfortable training people in. I've got my areas of expertise and areas of not expertise, and for him to come in and say, well, geez, I'll take over that area for you while I'm learning the business, which is all the admin part and the follow-up and so on. My creative mind stays creative and doesn't like to get bogged down. And so as far as meeting the $10,000, does it help it this week? It may or may not. We'll see how that goes. But as far as long-term, it means that I can actually go and do the job that I'm meant to do. So in the long-term, it's going to mean multiples of $10,000. It's not just me doing something new in the business because of this call. It's as far as the business itself, it's more, you know, me being refitted and retooled. And because of the focus on how our business is run, for Leandra and I was working on the business, not just in it. Working on the business, we found out that if we retool it with Robert, we have so much potential to go way further than we ever expected. At least I think so.
Wow.
And for her to assert herself in and say, look, you guys are going to work for me. This is what I need. And we're both like, okay, fine. You just had to ask, right? And we never thought of it that way. So the focus on how to work on your business and not get lost working in it has been phenomenal. He was supposed to come over and do the gardening, as she said, and we ended up having the most amazing meeting. And we're scheduling a meeting for this afternoon. We're going to do it every 2 days until we get everyone up to speed. It's like I'm relearning how to work in on my business, and that's going to allow me to work in it and make the money. So this program is, for me anyways, has got so many facets, including earning the $10,000, but the long-term potential.
Right. Well, thank you. And that sounds so positive because, I mean, as you're saying, it's going to allow you the basis for tens of thousands. And really, if this program just meant that people were earning $10,000 without, which will be great when people do that and bring it in. But if that was just the thing, it wouldn't necessarily help you all.
Right.
Because $10,000 can be spent or can go really quickly. The main thing is giving you tools as well to be able to continue that and to, you know, do it again. And also just to feel really comfortable in how your business is operating and, you know, maximizing it for yourself. So that's so good to hear. And congratulations to all of you.
This never would have come out otherwise. It was like the word was collaboration. Leandra's saying, okay, well, I'm not going to be working outside the home. If I'm going to work in here, you guys are going to make it worth my while over and above what I'm doing or whatever she's doing in her business. So phenomenal.
Yeah. So, well, I'm so thrilled, and it sounds like that young man is perfect match for you. Getting you all on the same page, which is, you know, the necessary thing to make these matches in heaven work. So wonderful. Anything else that you need today?
I apologize for booking times that I didn't use. I just set them aside so that at least I would have time, but this has gone very smoothly so far, and I haven't had any big glitches.
Okay.
So when I come to the end of it, I may find out an area or two that you and I can work on, but there's not been any big glitches. It's actually been going very smoothly.
Okay,
and,
wonderful.
I apologize for, you know, setting aside that time and not using it. Hopefully it wasn't too inconvenient. I think that what I need is one more meeting with this young man and Leandra and see how much progress we make on it. And certainly by the end, I will have questions.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks like things are really going along well. So leave well alone. And when you need the help, of course, it'll be there. So let me see. Do I have somebody who I haven't? Oh, Phyllis.
Yes.
I don't think you've said anything yet.
No, I haven't.
Right.
I've been listening.
I knew somebody was missing here in terms of having said something. Okay, so Phyllis, fill us in with what's been coming up for you.
Well, every block possible.
Mm.
So I feel like I'm the downer.
That's okay. So bring... and I haven't actually talked to everybody anyway. So we need to have both.
I'm just stuck in it. Everything is taking much longer than I want it to, than it should. This is, when I say everything, it's like my doing stuff, you know, that my sales page took much longer than I had any intention of it doing. And then, of course, after I thought it was done, I discovered that one of the PayPal buttons wasn't working. So I had to go back and, you know, do some more. I had this great lead last week, which is still a great lead. But I had to create stuff for this woman to present to the group that makes decisions about what instructors to hire. And they wanted a video of my work. So I put together a video which would serve two purposes. One, that I could send them and would also promote my Inbox Zero workshop. And I got it off to her, and she wrote me back and said, well, do you have something with you presenting? I think that was the word she used. Basically what it was is, nice video, that's not it. We need something different. So so now I have to go and do another video, which I was going to do over the weekend, but I both took some time off and everything else took longer.
Which is good, because you needed to.
Yeah, there's no question that I needed to take some time off, and I did some stuff that I do a lot of competition with my dogs and agility and obedience, and I haven't done any training or anything in months and months and months, so I did that. I did practices on both Saturday and Sunday, so that was a great break. And now I have to create this video, and I have to do it anyway because it's part of the course, but I feel like now I'm sort of under this pressure to do it right this second. And I have my sales pages finally up, and I posted it a couple places, and I this sounds all down, and I got 2 registrations, so I should be thrilled.
Fantastic, which is a good sign, because you've only started with getting it out, that you actually
sales. And to be perfectly honest, I had primed the pump on these months ago. So, but it's good. I mean, it.
Yeah.
You know, but I've got all of this. You know, I spent yesterday working on letters to send out to my list, and I get caught in the trap that I tell everybody not to get caught in, which is that we do this stuff, or I do this stuff, because, you know, I'm doing marketing materials. And one of the things, you know, if you're Chrysler or something and you're doing marketing materials, they have to be broad enough and generic enough to talk to an enormous market. One of the advantages of having a very small list is that you can afford to target people as individuals or close to it. And I think at this point, I really can, for many people, target them as individuals, so that I wrote this basic letter. And the point is not to just send it out, but is to go into each and every one of them and personalize it so it speaks to that person. And it took me a little while to remember that. So now I have a basic letter, and now that's what I'm doing, is going through and really making it personal for people who I know either would be very likely to register or very likely to share it with other people they know. And, you know, and that's much more effective than writing a really great letter that's a little more generic.
Right.
So I mean, that's sort of my project for this morning, but I also have this video hanging over my head.
Okay, now the video is for Friday, isn't it?
No, the video was for last Friday, and she didn't like last Friday's video.
But I mean, wasn't the deadline for this second, I mean, you submitted one, isn't the deadline for this Friday, or is that something
else? No, their meeting was last Friday.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you had something coming up this week that...
I don't think so, although I did push the start date of the course back a week. From next Tuesday to a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, no big deal. So you need to get this video out, which will take you part of the time. But what do you think is the most important right now for you to do today?
Get personalized notes out to people who I know are movers and shakers.
Right. So I'm going to ask you if you can focus on that today and say that the video goes tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that that's fair. And, you know, I need to communicate with her and feel good.
So what if you phone her today to say that, seeing as they need another thing, that it's going to, that you're going to be able to work on it tomorrow? Because they should.
I will.
You know,
I'll tell you, I think that the thing this is my stuff about it, needless to say.
Right.
She called and asked, you know, and can I have, you know, can you do this and can you send me this? Based on the assumption, I'm sure, that this is what I do and I have all of this stuff available.
Right.
And the reality is I'm sort of making it as I go along. So she heard me speak, and I'm sure it was good. Well, it was obviously good enough that, you know, it got her interested and she wants to pursue hiring me for something else. So it's sort of like I came off, you know, as a more complete package, you know, and I present well, and this is what I do, and, you know, you can hire me to coach. And I gave my little pitch, and behind that, you know, it's a movie set. It's like it really looks like this, but I don't really have these materials, which isn't to say that I won't. It's just that, you know, in an ideal world, she would have called and said, you know, I'd like to see video of you doing a training. And I would have said, oh, sure. And, you know, here are some links to, you know, here's a link to a course that, you know, I've been doing. and
right.
I can't because it doesn't exist.
Okay. So you're feeling bad because you're not, you feel like you're not as far as you think you should be
yes.
to meet this opportunity.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I'm actually just going to open the call if anybody's got a good idea or would like to address this question rather than just me. So, anybody got some ideas?
I would ask you, Phyllis, to take a look at the cork that's suddenly sticking in the neck of the bottle and see if the make of the wine company that's put the cork in there says Phyllis on it, because it feels almost like it does. Does that make sense?
No, I love analogies, but you lost me.
Okay. There's a bottleneck. You've
yeah.
reached, because you were the one that had this amazing list that came blasting up, and it was so exciting to hear how the magic had happened for you so quickly within, you know, you'd set the intention and said, I have this amazing product. I know what it is. I know what I'm going to offer. And all of a sudden you get this opportunity. And now all of a sudden you've got a bottleneck. And it feels to me like the cork that's creating the bottleneck has your name on it. As I'm listening to you talking, there's a confidence that's not there anymore that was when we were listening to you before. And it feels like, really, if you take a step back, the word I'm hearing is breathe. Just
mm-hmm.
breathe through this, because you've hit a couple of inconveniences, but they didn't reject your product. They simply said they needed it explained a different way. And right now, you don't really feel like you've got the breathing space to do that. So it's not that you can't do it. You didn't say, I don't know how to make this video. You didn't say they didn't want my product, which is so awesome. So if you breathe and let the Phyllis cork that's plugging the bottle right now get smaller, you're going to realize, actually, you can probably put that video together in your sleep, because you know your product. You're very confident in it. You have a website. You're very excited about your product, your service, and you've got an awesome name for it. You know, when you say, forgive me, I know that zero and inbox is in your
right,
title,
that's
drawing a blank on the rest of it, but to me it's like, man, I want to take that class, because that's just exactly what we're all running into, is these great big choked inboxes that actually prevent us from doing business. You're the one wielding the magic wand, but you're having it's almost like you've taken a minor sidestep, because the magic maybe it's just simply the magic happened so fast it's making you feel a little spooked. Can it really be happening this fast? Can I really set the intention that I'm going to put this course on, and boom, here's a group of 100,000 people who are interested in my course. And, of course, that'll make you gasp and hold your breath. And that's how come all of a sudden you're feeling like everything's glitching, like you say. It's just because you need to breathe. And you'll realize it's that you actually can put this together fairly easily. It feels almost like you could probably put that video together in your sleep. And they've told you now exactly what they want. They put you at a disadvantage before because they didn't tell you, this is what we want. So you gave them your best version of what you thought they were asking for. And then they were actually better about being clear. And that is actually a gift to you as you go forward working with these people. That may be how they always deal with things, is they aren't specific. And so you see right now that you're going to have to ask questions to make sure you know exactly what they want. So this can't keep happening. Because if this is the first time, if every time you went to do something for them, this happened, what a pain in the rear end that would be. So it's kind of like they have exposed a weakness within their organization, which is they're not very specific with each other. They expose that to you so you can work around it quickly and easily and never get stuck in this uncomfortable spot again. Mm. Well, it might be a way of looking at it. It's more of a gift. When I worked for the mine, I learned very quickly that they would say to me, where is the spot? And I would work on for sometimes hours and find the exact spot and phone them. And they'd say, okay, well, we didn't just want to know the spot. We want to know how deep. Oh, so now I have to go back and work more. And then when I phoned with how deep, they'd say, yeah, but we want to know the grade. So it's like from then on, every time I worked on looking for the location, I did all three. Because I didn't feel like spending 9 hours when I could have done all three pieces of information in one go around of 3 hours. So that's the beauty of what you've just been given, is when they tell you they want something, take the time to find out exactly what it is so that you don't feel, because it makes you feel off. It makes you feel like you're not in the, so awkward, right? You feel like you've done something wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. They didn't explain themselves very well.
Mm.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't feel like you're at the bottom. It feels like you're actually in a really great position of understanding that this will be one contract you get. And if you let them run the ship this way in a very disorganized fashion, because you allowed yourself to get scared, and of course that makes the cork swell and makes a block, you feel like you're blocked right now. If you let these people run the ship, it will be difficult for you to take on other business as well, right? So it's
right.
Like you have to get them in line. You're the boss here because you're the one with information that you're presenting. Mm. So you're actually the one in control. So you, while they are your client, you're in control of the product. So you just say, okay, this is what I need to know to present my product best, because folks have got other clients, right?
Mm. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Leandra. That was pretty amazing advice for all of us when we're setting up things. And to me, that was very, very deep. Also, just wanted to explain something about Leandra that most people don't know. And she was referring to right now. Leandra used to do dowsing for a mining company where she would find where the metal that they were looking for was, so they knew where to dig. And she did this very successfully for quite a while, didn't she, Leandra? So that's why
it was actually for just about a year and a half. Yeah. And
sorry,
it was pretty nerve-wracking, because when they planted that drill, I knew that that was a $100,000 drop. So there were times when I had no fingernails.
Right.
I was so tremendously nervous about it, and I created the cork in the bottle that said Leandra on it, because it was like I felt the same when they didn't find it. I thought I was going to have heart failure when the guy phoned me, and he said, "Why? You know, what's wrong? Why are you so upset?" And I said, well, because I've just caused you to waste money. He says, hon, we've been doing this for 30 years. And I can't tell you how many times we've dropped the drill into the ground and not found anything. Right? He says, that's just par for the course. But you told us the better location to start with, and then we can work from there. So that actually gave me a really good insight into business from that dollars and cents standpoint, that they understand going in what their expenses are going to be, what their expenses will look like. And if they hire any of us for help, we become a part of their expense structure instead of an inconvenience. I think that's where we kind of, oh, you're going to spend money on me and it might, I might inconvenience your budget or something. No, they know that's no different than somebody running a laundromat has to make sure they have washers and dryers as part of their service. We become part of their ability to do their job better. And right. So we become part of their expense structure, and they happily use us as part of their expense structure because we make other expenses go away, or we make inconveniences go away. So it's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, and thank you. And in the end, you saved that company God knows how much money, and that's why they had you on, because you did, you were so good at that. Now, I was with Phyllis, is there, and I mean, I know a lot of people in this group will want your product, whether it's now or later, because it's such an amazing product. And I know I will want to promote it when I get the real chance to my list, because it's something that I think will really help them a lot. So you've got an amazing, amazing product there, Phyllis. And is there anything else that you wanted to say in regards to that?
The question that comes up is that you said you want to be able to promote it. So my question is, what do you need to do that?
Well, for me right now, is you having your sales letter is great. I can probably, for me, I also need the time.
Okay.
Because different people, like for me to do a really good job for you, like I would like to do, I need some time to build it with my list and to set things up. I might even want to do a webinar at some point with you. Even though it's not a huge item element, I think it's really important. So I think everybody will have different ways that they like to promote things. But I certainly think you've got an amazing product, and that the world needs it, and that my client base needs it. So, like with everything, everybody has their timing. You know, one organization may be able to do it right away. Other people will have to take time. But I think you've got a bestseller here. I have no question about that.
Thank you. And, I mean, the question, you know, was to you and also generic. I mean, I put on the page with information about the referral program or the affiliate program that, you know, I'm happy to do a webinar or a podcast interview or do a guest blog post. So the generic question is, what are the kinds of things that I need to be able to offer somebody to say, you know, what do you need to promote this? And actually, as I'm talking, I realize the other one is for me to write an email to be able to give to someone for them to edit and send out to their list.
Yeah.
So
that might be a next step.
Right.
But the initial one is right now the one that is the letter that you have today that you send out. And then after that, you know, people are going to be asking you for materials. So, you know, you kind of respond to that. I think as needed, not all, like it's not that you have to do it all today, which, you know, can really be anxiety provoking. But so I think definitely that would help if they had emails. Other people, would you like to put, what would you need to promote Phyllis's offer, of which is an amazing offer for $197? They can get rid of their email problem. And they can stop wasting hours. They can find stuff easily. All kinds of things. Where do you think this? If you had a chance to promote it or to say something about it, how might you do it? What might you need?
Let me just add a part two to that question.
Yeah.
Which is
okay.
Because obviously, you know, these ideas work for everybody also. But the feedback that I would like, that I keep messing with, is also, what is it that calls to you about the program? I mean, Katie, you know, you just said that, you know, you'd be able to, somebody said, I guess, Leandra, you know, empty inbox and be able to find things, and that would be the puppy in the background who's going outside right now. I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, I know what I think the hot buttons are. I'm just looking for what other people think the hot buttons are?
Oh, great. Well, good question. So for me, it'd be finding something easily. The other thing is because I feel a lot of this is weird, but I feel a lot of shame because I look at my inbox, and even though I worked, you know, like George, you know, I got it down for a little while, but here I have. I mean, I do searches, and I look at the most recent ones and reply to them, but I could lose business through it, one. And two is, like, I have 18,429 messages here.
Oh, my God.
which aren't sorted, but I have my own kind of intuitive way of doing it. I've replied to all the important ones. You know, this is a lot of these are not personal things. They're, you know, like lists I've signed up for and things like that. But they clog it up. And so occasionally I've missed things, which I shouldn't have missed. So those are the things, and I do say, you know, like I am, I told everybody what my number of messages were, and,
wow.
You know, like I could see my brother saying, tut, tut, how could you do that, you know, whatever. So it makes me feel not as incompetent as a business person. Ta-da.
It's that email stuff is a monster. That thing is a monster. You shouldn't feel bad about that. It's like people really take advantage of if they get your email address because they've made an offer, and then all of a sudden they just absolutely throw everything in the book at you. Look what I can do, look what I can do. It's ridiculous. What I could really use is I have in my mind to print off on my computer a strip. So I probably could get two strips out of an 8x11 piece of paper, strips that would be the width of a business card, and then I can, you know, you create a graph so that I've got business card size, and then I'd fold it like an accordion so that I have a little accordion of business cards, business card size things that I can have in on my person. Because I do see a lot of people through the course of a week, and as we're chatting about stuff, I can say, oh, and on this little accordion that I would give them, here's Phyllis's name, because it sounds like this is the service that you could use, and then there's everybody else on it too. So it's kind of a cool little way of advertising. If I run into somebody talking about this inbox epidemic, I am giving them the information that is pertinent to their immediate interest, but then also here's the other people that I'm currently working through this program with that have all, you know, because Sheila's nailing your niche. It's just like, that's so exciting. And the Radical Nourishment and Evelyn's program, it's like, wow, these are all so cool. I really want to endorse those, really want to endorse Katie's stuff too. So if I could have something that, like, not your logo, not a fancy business card kind of thing, but what would fit on a business card? Price, if that's part of the thing or not, definitely contact information, and definitely a small, very, not streamlined, streamlined's the wrong word, but something that really describes what your service is, what people will get from it, and then how they can follow through with contact if that interests them. That's what I'd like. Yeah.
If
that makes any sense.
What a great idea, actually.
Yeah, would it work if you had a link that took you to a page that had that, so you could say to somebody, oh, you know, I know I have the answer to your problem. Go to my website and click on the red button. And
I hate to say, Phyllis, I hate to say how many people have said that to me, and it's
okay.
Said so
no,
often
that
my
answer.
Eyes start glazing over. Right?
Great answer.
So it's like,
okay.
I will get to some. I will get home, and I will have said that by several people. You know, they'll tell me, go here, and I'm like,
right.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'll remember that. I don't always have the paper to write it down, so we're writing stuff on the back of receipts and
then of course we lose the receipts or whatever. So I'm feeling like that there, if there was a link to your page on this little card, and mm-hmm. I just had several of them folded up in my wallet, I think it would kind of it puts the personal back into it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. what my friend Tad has taught me about business cards is to not be handing them out willy-nilly. He endorses going into a party and only giving one business card to one person, because mm-hmm. it will have meaning to that one person, but to ask for others' cards and mm-hmm. write on them. So what I would do with this accordion thing is open it up. If it was somebody wanting to know about how to make your inbox under control again, I'd open to that and write a little note on it for them before I gave it to them, because it puts energy on it. So I don't know. I was like, yes, I could do the link thing, but I've tried that before. Hey, go to my Facebook about my painting project, and people don't get there.
No, mm-hmm. I agree. You're absolutely right.
They go on their way and they forget.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I'm just wondering mm-hmm. how we can do it. But definitely, I think there's one thing that you said, Leandra, which really is important. If everybody could, in the group, can actually summarize in a couple of words mm-hmm. that are going to make us remember what their program's about, give a link, you know, or a way for people to get hold of them, you know, like phone number, email, whatever, or plus the link, whatever the way is good to get hold of you. That will make it so much easier for us to refer it if we have all that in one place.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send that to me, I'll make the document and then attach it for everybody to have the same thing.
Right. So everybody should send. People should send something to Leandra. Is that what I'm
hearing?
Post
it in the Facebook group.
Post it to the Facebook group. Exactly. It doesn't have to come to me. If it goes through your site, Katie, then then everyone has a central location that they remember, and then I'll put it onto a document and I'll post the. Oh, I might have to give you the attachment, Katie, and you can pass it on. I'm not quite sure how to do that part.
You know what I should do? I'll go in and create a document, which we call the accordion, the accordion business
accordion
card?
Business card. Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then people can just put their basics and then if we find that, okay, I don't think this doesn't give me a good enough idea of who you are, we can give feedback on that. But people just start with a little tiny summary of what they're offering.
I like
or
that.
What
and
they
we
want.
Can all have a little questions that maybe pique better words or
exactly
make the description more solid. Yeah.
Right. Like, for example, Sheila would put down niche nailer. Mm-hmm. Probably is enough to make everybody know what she's talking about. Then maybe the price mm-hmm. or whatever or the contact
mm-hmm.
details.
Mm-hmm.
But so just keep it. And with, of course, Deborah, it's her radical self-nourishment, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that kind of calls it to me. And then a few words which encompass it, and then contact stuff and the link to the website page.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, and anything else, Leandra, I'll put the document up, and you can always edit it and make it more what you're thinking of if I've wrongly represented it or, you know.
We can all give feedback on how clear it is to us.
Exactly.
And then, you know, because if we're endorsing each other, we do need to feel comfortable about what we're endorsing instead of, well, I've heard of a woman and I kind of think she does this. You know, it doesn't have much weight to it.
Exactly. So, we're going a bit over time, to say the least. We're 10:12. Mm-hmm. Katrina, I haven't even brought you on yet. Katrina, do you just want to say something, and then we'll kind of figure out what we're going to do about the rest of the call, okay?
No, I just appreciate everybody hearing where everybody's at, and I'm kind of a mixture of all of it. And so, but I don't have a huge amount to say because I'm looking forward to our time together this afternoon where I, you know, could use more personal help with navigating the breakdowns that I'm having. But I'm actually okay in the moment.
Okay, great. And so, right, so after today, maybe you can bring your thing to the group. Let me see. So are people able to take a few more moments just for to give some feedback to Sheila and to Deborah about how they can take out their offer?
Well, this is
or
Katrina.
Can we
I
leave it till tomorrow.
This is Katrina. People. I actually have to go to work, so I won't be able to stay on much longer. But
right. Okay, that's fine. And what about, is there anybody who's able to stay on for a few minutes, or should we leave this till tomorrow?
Brent and I have an appointment. We've got to scoot off, too, as well.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we do it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So, so we'll come to that first. We won't do such a long tour around, although I think it's been good because we're just connecting after a whole 2 days off. So, right. Well, thank you. Anybody need to say something before we go?
Could we
just go? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, can we just somebody post sort of what the question was in terms of giving feedback? I mean, it was a long time ago.
I don't quite understand what you're saying right that.
I'll write it up. I'll fix it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that I can say it better, so I'll figure it out.
Okay, so, and somebody else was going to say something?
No, it's just me, Katie. I'm just checking that we're meeting up directly after this call for my one-to-one.
Right, I'll just take a little bio break, and we can, is 10:30 okay? Or do you want to start at 10:20?
No, that's fine. As long as I know, that's fine. Yeah, good.
Okay, wonderful. And if anybody, so what we'll do is we'll end the call here. And if anybody just wants to talk to me like 2 minutes, and then I do have to get off because I will be talking with Sheila and needing to get a bio break. But if anybody just needs to talk for a moment to arrange things, that will be fine. But for the moment, as a group, we'll just say to everybody, we can say goodbye. And I think it's been going really well. And I think we're going to see some really interesting collaborations that take place in the next few days, as most of you've got your program. And now it's a question of just getting it out to the world. So bye then. And thanks a lot.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.